8:04, this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Democrat John Hickenlooper will be Colorado's next U.S. Senator. Outgoing incumbent Republican Cory Gardner thanked his supporters last night and asked them to get behind the new senator-elect.
His success is Colorado's success, and our nation and our state need him to succeed.
Here's John Hickenlooper, who was Colorado's governor for 8 years.
We've had enough of leaders in Washington thinking it was their job to only represent blue America or red America, red Colorado or blue Colorado. I've always believed it's my job to represent all Colorado.
More than 3.2 million Coloradans returned their ballots in yesterday's election. First-time voter Eve Stewart is a student at Colorado College in Colorado Springs.
You know, we're often painted as really apathetic, but I think at this point that apathy has turned into anger, and I think that anger is a really powerful thing.
She said she would have voted for a third-party candidate for president, but felt motivated to oust the current presidential administration because of how it has handled the pandemic. Democrat Joe Biden won Colorado's Electoral College votes, but the overall outcome of the presidential race is still uncertain. Coloradans are being hospitalized with COVID-19 in numbers not seen since the peak in spring. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
Hospitalizations for COVID-19 have crossed 800, with nearly 60 new cases reported to the state Tuesday. State epidemiologist Rachel Herlihy says hospitalizations appear likely to soon exceed the high reached in April.
I think at this point we probably have as much disease circulating in Colorado as we did at that peak.
Cases and the rate of positive tests also keep climbing sharply as well. Herlihy says public health measures like mask wearing, social distancing, hand washing, and avoiding crowded gatherings will help bring the numbers down dramatically. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
We're updating this morning's election results at CPR.org. This is CPR News.